Radio. Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth joined us, of course, on a Monday morning, and we take a look at stories that are going on and have been going on. Good morning, Ruth.
Hey, Marshall. Hi, Jill.
Hello there.
And how are you, Ruth?
We're starting another week. And
this is a busy week.
It just makes me laugh because last week we said, quiet, not going to have much, and boom, we get the big story that Jose Martinez, the Housatonic principal, is retiring. That was a biggie, and he has been here 4 years, and he will be moving on. And the board is taking the recommendation of Superintendent Vogel to offer Assistant Principal Ian Strever the job. So that has to go through ABC, but I'm sure it will get the mark of approval.
And then they'll look for an assistant principal.
Is that what happens? Then the search is on. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, you know, one of the main meetings coming up this week is coming up on the 28th.
Yes.
That is the ABC meeting. And they're going to have superintendent job description discussion, action anticipated, and a superintendent evaluation discussion.
Evaluation, yes. And it's supposed to be in the conference room, but I have a feeling they're going to have to move it.
I've got a feeling they're going to have to move it, too. And I also notice it's not a special meeting. It's just a regular meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see any public comment on here at all.
Really?
No.
Oh.
There is no public comment on this at all.
Yeah. Well, I think they're going to be discussing that tonight in the Salisbury Board of Ed, this new public comment issue, which we all know has been quite the stir. I don't know what the proposal is, but I know there would be terrible outcry if people aren't allowed to speak.
Well, I hope plenty of people show up at 7 o'clock on the 28th at the conference room to attend this meeting, because I think it's very important that people, if they want to be transparent and open, see what is going on with the ABC and with the superintendent.
Right. And for those who aren't aware, ABC are the chairman of all the 7 school boards in the region, and, of course, the Board of Ed represents the high school.
Yes.
So will be interesting.
But before that, there's other meetings going on as well.
The Salisbury Board of Ed meeting tonight, 5:30. Sharon Board of Selectmen tomorrow at 5 p.m. And then, of course, the ABC Region 1 on the 28th at 7 p.m. Busy week, and we had a busy week this week. We just had the Affordable Housing Forum yesterday in Salisbury. Well over 100 people there to talk about a plan for affordable housing. As you know, the state is requiring that towns have 10% of their housing stock as affordable, and I don't think any town has reached that, or hardly any town. That's a hard goal to meet. And so the plan in Salisbury is to have 75 homes over the next 10 years, I think, to get affordable. And so lots of people, lots of discussion, and very interesting.
I want to also remind people that, and I just got this note from Ian Strever, on the 27th, which is tomorrow, there will be a lockdown drill at the high school. So, because sometimes when these lockdown drills happen, not everybody's aware, and you get wide social media panic.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a drill that's being held tomorrow, a lockdown drill tomorrow.
Interesting.
At the high school.
Very interesting. Okay.
So Ian Strever just sent that out. I received that about 25, 30 minutes ago.
Good to know. Yes.
So people don't.
People do panic.
They panic. Sure. They hear that what's going on at the high school, and one thing leads to another. And tomorrow is going to be a lockdown drill. So.
Mm-hmm. We neglected to talk last week about a meeting in Canaan. P&Z has held a public hearing on a request that the building and opening of treatment centers, meaning for substance abuse, be halted. And if this goes through, that would mean Mountainside, of course, is grandfathered in, but no other treatment center could be built in the town. this stems from the problem with sober homes and people thinking...
I was going to say, does that include sober homes?
No. Just talks about treatment centers because treatment centers are part of the regulations. Sober homes are not at this point.
Okay.
But people believe that it leads to, the opening of sober homes because Mountainside is in the town. People come out after their treatment and stay close in the area, and people are concerned. There have been several meetings. There's a group, an ad hoc committee studying the sober home and what can be done because they feel it's a real issue. And so this treatment centers equals sober homes in the future is how people are looking at it, and that's a way to stem it. So the public hearing closed, and they have 65 days to make a recommendation. So we'll see what happens. There was also a hearing on additions to Mountainside, things that they wanted to do or need to do, and that hearing has stayed open, sidewalks, lighting, and so forth. So there can still be information submitted, but not for the banning of treatment centers. That's done.
Something very interesting happened last week. I found out that Terry Moshe-Pastry was retiring from Sharon Center School at the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And to show you how much people love their teachers, their long-term teachers, I posted just a happy retirement because it was done during the Sharon Board of Education meeting. They announced that she's going to retire.
Yes.
There must have been 75 to 100 people that signed on to wish her a happy retirement, and now they're going to miss her and everything like that. I think that shows the connection that communities have with their teachers. And sometimes we tend to forget that here with the problems with administrations and stuff, that parents really are involved with the teachers that do teach their kids in our students in our region.
Absolutely. And along with that, we talked about Judy Gaffney as well, the librarian leaving.
Yeah.
And I understand there are a slew of retirements this year. We're going to check that out and see. But almost every school is going to have somebody leaving. And, that really changes the landscape of these schools when the longtime teachers leave. They bring so much to their jobs and to the kids and the parents and everything. It's always hard. Nice to have new faces, but seeing the old ones leave is hard, difficult. So.
Hey, we were lucky this weekend. Saturday turned out to be really good for Norfolk and Cornwall. Sunday, not so good for Norfolk, but Saturday turned out to be a nice day for everybody.
Yeah, and Saturday was fun at the Cornwall Stroll we had, and we had llamas walking the streets and people eating maple syrup.
Only Cornwall
would you find a llama walking Cornwall on the stroll. And, of course, Joe Bryan was there making rakes with the kids, and that was fun. We had the big Cub Scout crossover at the high school for Cub Scouts to Boy Scouts for the Canaan Falls Village troops. And we had art shows all over and busy, busy time. And then, of course, the chili dinner Saturday night.
Oh, the Sharon Women's Club chili dinner. And they do it right. They have vegetarian chili. They've got regular chili. You can take it in. You can eat it out. I mean, they do it up. And the desserts are just disastrous.
And all the money raised goes to other nonprofits, which is fantastic. And looking ahead, we have the Mad Gardeners Symposium at the high school. Yep, this weekend on Saturday. And we have a reception for retiring Steve O'Neill at the Cornwall Transfer Station. He is leaving, and the party is in the swap shop, which I think is quite appropriate.
If you're going to
party in the swap shop, you're going to have it. That's where it should be.
We're swapping him out.
They're swapping him out. So bring your recyclables and see what you can pick up.
And this past Sunday, the 37th annual recital was held at Salisbury Congregational Church.
It's
hard to believe it that it's been going on that long.
All that time. I'm sure it was wonderful, but it was a conflict for us with the affordable housing.
Oh, yeah.
But onward and upward, and as we always say,
don't
I'm
say
sure
it.
There'll be...
There'll be more.
Don't say it.
Don't say it. Yeah.
All
don't
right.
say it. Great.
Have
great talking
week.
To you guys.
Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That is, of course, Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.